Welcome to True Crime Broads. This is Crystal.
And Renee.
And thank you for joining us. We know you have other things you could be doing with your time and listen to us blather on about true crime. So thank you. Thank you for being here. Renee, how have you been doing?
Oh, doing good. Just getting ready for spring and staying busy selling cars now. And
I know. Renee's got a new job, y'all. Since we don't have sponsors, we're going to go ahead and just plug Renee's new job. She's been working at Waxahachie Motorplex.
Autoplex.
See, I messed it up.
Yeah, we have Dodge, we have Nissan, we have Ford and Jeep.
That's cool.
Everything.
So it's Waxahachie Autoplex. So if you need a car, and we know a lot of our listeners are in Ellis County, since our main case is based there. So if you need a car, you know where Renee is. You can hit her up on our social media, True Crime Broads, or ask for her at Waxahachie
Autoplex.
Autoplex. Why do you want to call it Motorplex?
That's funny. I still do my blankets and stuff, so I still have that. So if you need those, don't forget me on that. But yes, thank you.
So if you need housing or transportation,
we got you covered.
The True Crime Broads, we got
Pun intended.
Because you know I'm a real estate agent.
Yeah.
And so if you're local, hit us up.
Yep. Okay. We will take care of you.
That was that was an unplanned, desperate sounding little plug.
Yeah. It worked out though.
It did.
Yeah.
Okay. So, today's episode we're going to get into here in a few minutes, but before we do that, I think we'll just do our regular thing, which is read a review.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm excited to hear this one.
Yes. Let me put my glasses on. I have my predator contacts on, so got to get my old lady glasses out so I can read up close. All right, here we go. Love their dedication. 5 stars. I've always been fascinated by the Missy Beavers case, and the deep dive and dedication to justice these two ladies have put in is remarkable. Keep doing what you're doing. You are helping keep this case alive, and hopefully we will see justice served soon. And that was written by LaPanda10. LaPanda10, thank you
very
so
nice.
Much. We really appreciate it. And I know we say it every time, but it's true. Your 5-star reviews are what keeps us going. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. We like to hear the nice words and knowing that people are continuing to listen and that they enjoy the content and understand our mission.
So Renee's got a couple of things to announce that's coming up, and I actually have one for a change, but you go ahead.
Yay. Okay. So I just wanted to remind everybody that first and foremost, we have an in-person meeting coming up in March. I do have to reschedule the date though, because Thursday has just conflicted a lot with people. So I am going to change it to like a Tuesday or Wednesday, but nevertheless, just go to our True Crime Broads page, go to events.
Is that Facebook page?
Yes. And then they'll be able to see the event date, location, but we've been doing it at the Waxahachie Parks and Recreation. So I can send the address if you need it, but it will be plugged into the event. And then we also have the one that'll be right after that will be the Candlelight Vigil. Sorry, my brain froze up for a second. The Candlelight Vigil will be April 18th at 7 p.m. And I am going to be looking for someone to Facebook Live video it for us. So if anybody would be interested in doing that, please reach out and let me know.
All right. And so by popular demand, we are going to do an in-person discussion up north of Dallas where I live.
Yay.
I live in Frisco, Texas. One of our fantastic listeners lives in McKinney, and it was actually her idea. She said, let's start doing one up here.
That's great.
I was like, why did I never think of that? So yes, thank you, Stephanie, for making that recommendation. And we are going to be at the La Madeleine on 121 in Frisco. Again, you can come into our group or go look on our page for the exact address, or you could DM me and I'll tell you. It's south of Stonebriar Mall. Can't miss it, right there on 121. And I think it's at Parkwood. So it's La Madeleine. And we picked that because they have a big meeting room. I've actually been to meetings in that room before.
Mm-hmm.
Not true crime, but other stuff. And it worked out really well. So we're going to give that a whirl for our first meeting. It's going to be Thursday. It's coming up really quick. It's going to be February 22nd. And Renee and I had discussed potentially maybe at some point we can zoom into theirs and we can all meet each other.
That'd be great.
If it ends up being too confusing, we can always jump off and go back to having an individual.
Yeah.
But we may zoom in and just say hi. So maybe we'll start coordinating with you going forward.
Yeah,
that'd be good. Our first one is going to be on the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope to see y'all there. Let us know if you're coming so we can get a head count.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right. Are we ready to jump into our episode?
I think we're ready.
All right. We'll be right back.
True Crime Broads with Crystal and Renee.
I step on my neck, let it shine, yeah.
Welcome back to True Crime Broads. Today's episode is something that gets discussed a lot, like on social media and just kind of like YouTube comments, anywhere you can read or talk about the Missy Beavers case. This usually comes up.
Oh, yes.
And this is the topic of, was Missy targeted or was she in the wrong place at the wrong time? And today's episode is not about our opinions. We're just going to kind of go over the reasons why we have read that people think it's targeted and why people think it's untargeted. So did you want to start with an untargeted example?
Sure. Okay, so one of the biggest ones that I think people talk about was that the person doesn't look like they're angry. I personally don't know how you can tell because you can't see their face, but that's one of the reasons that they mention is that they don't look angry. They don't look like they're like, you know, like arms moving quickly or whatever. They're just kind of casually walking around.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, that makes sense. And then one of the things that I have read over and over about people saying that they think that this is untargeted attack is because the person isn't really lying in wait. They're not in a one position looking out the window waiting for her. They're actually just kind of meandering around the building and they don't really seem to be even looking out for her. So that's one reason why people think it's,
and this is based on the 2 minutes and 20 seconds of video that we have. Is that what,
right,
what they're
right.
saying?
Okay. Yeah, it would have to be. Yeah. Okay. Cause that's all the public has seen.
Right.
So, there's another reason, and this is probably the main reason that I see, and we've heard this from experts and just, you know, normal people like us in the groups and stuff like that. A lot of people just think it's untargeted because it hasn't been solved.
Yes.
And they're saying, you know, it would be so much easier to solve if it was someone that targeted her, because you could trace it to someone maybe close to her or someone that had a beef with her of some kind. But since it's not solved, that's made some people lean away from it being targeted. Did you have another one?
I can understand that, I guess.
Do you have another one?
Let me see. What else do I have?
Remember, we're not going to comment. I had to remind you.
Okay. Let's see. I already said that. I think it's the gear that they're wearing. They think that the person is like cosplaying, LARPing. That's a term that we've never heard before. I know I've never heard it. I actually had to look it up.
Yeah. At lunch earlier, I was going, I know the RP is role playing, yeah, but let's see what the rest of it is. And we Googled it, and LARP stands for live action role playing.
Yes. And here's the kicker about this. I am going to share this one thing because we didn't know what LARPing was. But it says, no one LARPs alone. Find your community. You and your fellow players commit to the world by playing. You're playing in, and that it's a shared commitment. So it's not something that you do alone. So I don't know that they were LARPing.
That's kind of sweet. It's like they're saying, oh, if you're out there LARPing alone, we have a group for you. Don't. Okay, sorry. All right. Yeah. So LARPing. Yeah, that's a new one for me.
Right.
And I'm not even sure if that's how you say it. Or do you call it L-A-R-P?
Yeah, that's true. It could be.
We need the LARPers of the world to set us straight on that. So let us know.
Right.
But anyway, so yeah, we have heard people say they thought that this person was cosplaying and that's why they were in the church. And we'll get to the other side of that here in a few minutes when we talk about why people think she was targeted. And one reason also, I think, that people think it was untargeted is because they came there just at a weird, now I could argue this both ways, don't get me wrong, mm-hmm, but some people have said that they think it's untargeted because it's such a strange time of day. Like, who would be anticipating someone being there? You would think you've got full reign to either steal, to be nosy, to look around, to be weird, to trip out on drugs, whatever you want to do in that church in the storm, rainstorm at 4 a.m., you would think, hey, I'm, it's pretty likely on an early Monday morning that I'm going to be alone. Mm-hmm. So that was, if we have left out any reasons why people think it is untargeted, please let us know, because this was the list that Renee and I came up with based on social media posts that we've read and comments, and we really don't want to leave anything out. So let us know. We'd be more than happy to do a follow-up on the next episode. Okay, so now we're going to talk about why some people think that this murder was targeted. Do you want to go first?
Sure. I believe the degree to which Missy was killed tells me that it was targeted. I don't see a person going, oh my goodness, who is this person that come in here? I'm covered from head to toe and you don't know who I am, but I'm going to brutally kill you. That just doesn't make sense to me.
And they did it really fast.
Right.
It wasn't like Missy had been there for 15 minutes. It wasn't like Missy went and pushed this person around, from what we understand from the video, from what we've heard from people who have seen the whole video. She wasn't confronting them in an ugly way.
Well, she wasn't a threat. Yeah. She wasn't a threat in any way.
There you go. There you go.
She was just a person walking around with tables and probably some sort of a speaker to set up her music. And that's ridiculous.
Some mats and dumbbells.
They could have just ran, literally.
Okay, that makes sense. And another reason why people think that Missy was targeted and not the church is because I'll say what Cheryl McCollum said. She says it better than I could on any day of the week, of course. Cheryl McCollum said that person was in no hurry to do anything. 28 minutes of fiddling around is what they did. But when Missy walked in, they sprung into action.
Very true.
So I'll just let...
Good point.
I'll just let Cheryl McCollum's words hang there.
Mm-hmm. I would say my next reason for thinking that it's targeted, and this was brought to my attention from one of our listeners, but it's very obvious that the person has on shin guards, and who wears shin guards to a burglary? Are they expecting to fall on their shins? I mean, I don't know. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So that would be another one for me.
And another reason why some people think that this murder was targeted is because it was a very deliberate action to go to that church. What I mean by deliberate was they dressed up in that outfit, which is quite a bit of garb, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's word.
A lot.
I mean, we've heard from police that the perp is wearing a baklava and, mm-hmm. you know, under the helmet. And that's just a lot to put on. Like, look at what I'm wearing. I'm so lazy. Like, getting dressed and even putting on belts and shoes and boots. Like, I mean,
that's a lot.
To be cute. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I don't wear cute clothes when we record. Because I'm like, yay, no one's going to see us. So I've got on my joggers and mm-hmm. a big sweatshirt, and I'm happy. So my point is this person made a very deliberate effort to dress up into things that are time consuming
and heavy
when there really wouldn't be a need to do that. Unless of course you're LARPing.
True.
Now back to my point though, another part that was deliberate was the rainstorm.
That would have deterred most people.
You have to, in my opinion, mm-hmm. and I'm just going to use my own opinion because that's all I got. If I had to go do something really important, all right, I would go in the rain. But if I was going to do
but
something
at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m.
But if I was going to do something that could wait,
right,
the rain, I would say, I'm going to do that another time. So what the reason people think Missy was targeted is because the rain didn't stop the perpetrator. The perpetrators went ahead with the plan to kill her, if you believe this is targeted, even though the weather was pretty bad.
And you know, you made a good point about that, because I can only imagine, let's just say that they're going to steal computers. Are you going to walk out in the pouring rain with a computer that's going to get all wet and ruined? Because they obviously didn't have a bag or a box or whatever it is that people have to put things in to steal, but that's
right.
Another thought.
And then another reason why people think that Missy herself was targeted, and I know there's a lot of debate on this. I don't like looking at Reddit, but people send us screenshots from Reddit.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people say that the reason they think Missy was targeted was nothing was stolen. Her purse was there. It was bright yellow, by mm-hmm. the way. Her truck door was open, and you mm-hmm. could, the perpetrator would have been able to glance and see that she had some good stuff in her truck.
Right.
I mean, she had an iPhone, right? She mm-hmm. had an iPad. Mm-hmm. Those would have been the current ones at the time. She had her yellow purse.
You have her gun.
Yeah, I was going to get to that next. Her yellow purse, you got to assume that, and she had a wallet. You have to assume there was some debit credit cards that they could have gone and had some fun with, and maybe some cash.
Her jewelry. Well, that would have been on her, though.
But there was also her gun mm-hmm. was in the truck. That was still out there. And then, like you said, I remember Brandon Beavers himself mentioned that, I believe, in one of the early interviews, and said, well, if they were there to burglarize, they left her ring on her finger.
Right. That's
they,
true.
They could have reached over and pulled that off on their way out. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so that's the lack of things taken from the church is one reason why people think it probably wasn't targeted. I mean, it probably was targeted. I'm getting confused. Sorry. And I'm trying to think, is there any other reason why we think it's targeted?
Let's see.
Well, I mean, this is kind of this is piggybacking on what we already said, but some people have said because a half an hour is a long time to wander around and not do anything. I mean, people will argue, well, they did try to break into some doors, but it looked more like they were fiddling with them more than like.
That wasn't authentically trying to get in them.
Yeah. And one was a storage closet, right? And one was like a classroom. I mean, are you going to get some
crayons?
Some beat up old kids' books?
Yeah.
Are you going to try to get a mop? I mean, what are you in there looking for?
Yeah.
Just kind of strange. And I guess somebody who thinks it's targeted would argue and say, well, they were looking for the office. And I've heard people say that. Mm-hmm. They were looking to see if but I don't know about you, but all the churches that I go to, I go to two currently, one that I've been going to for years and one that my client started, and they do not keep their money there. Mostly the newer church doesn't even take money. They don't even pass. It's amazing. They don't even pass a thing. That's like so modern. They don't pass the, what is it called? The plate around?
Yeah.
They literally have a screen up there that says, if you want to give, text this number. They mm-hmm. send you a link and you can pay from your seat. I usually pay on the way home with my husband driving.
Yeah.
That's how we mm-hmm. donate to the church.
Right.
And but my other church that we go to that we've gone to for 20 years is more old fashioned, and they do pass the plate around because mm-hmm. it's a huge church too. Mm-hmm. But they also primarily get, from what I have heard people say, they get most of their donations online as well.
Right.
So
they're going to be disappointed whenever they get in the office if there is a spot.
So I heard that churches almost always, they take it to the bank and deposit it after the service. You don't leave it laying around in the church for obvious reasons.
Right. Yeah. What little bit of money there is, they're going to take it down there, just drop it off.
Yeah. So in the night box or whatever they do with it. Mm-hmm. So do we have any more targeted or untargeted arguments that we wanted to go over?
There was one I was going to share. It was the last one you mentioned on untargeted, and I was going to piggyback off that one and talk about the
targeting. I said a half an hour is a long time to wander around and do nothing. That was the last thing I said.
No, not on the targeted version, the untargeted.
I think the last thing I said on untargeted was, well, because it wasn't solved and because I don't know. I think that was the last thing
I said. Yeah, I should have wrote it down.
It's okay.
It'll pop back in my head.
Yeah, hopefully. We're almost done. Exactly. So you better hurry. You better get to popping.
Get to thinking.
Yeah. Hey, before we go, though, and maybe you'll think of it while I'm saying mm-hmm. this, is the last episode we did, I meant to say this at the beginning of the show, but I'll just say it now, is we were so thrilled to have Tom Smith on our show, who is an actual NYPD detective.
So
There's nothing cooler than NYPD. Nothing. Detectives.
Very cool.
I remember being a little kid and watching stuff like Serpico and just being like, that's the ultimate cool true crime job.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
To even call
lots
it
of true action crime. And lots of crimes to solve. But yeah, they definitely have the expertise. That's for sure.
If I could go back in time and redo my life, I think I would be an NYPD.
Really?
Yes. It's way too late now. They wouldn't accept me in the current condition.
Me and you have a lot in common in that realm, but I definitely have to say I would never want to be a cop. I just want to be an investigator, which I'm going to do.
There
watch
you
and go. See.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
So anyway, those guys are really cool. And not to give too much away, but we're going to collaborate with them again.
That'll be fun.
And so the name of their podcast is Gold Shields. They're amazing. And his co-host is Dan Murphy.
Yeah.
So we're also looking forward to seeing them at Crime Con. So if any of you guys are going to Crime Con in Nashville, Tennessee this
year, can't wait.
Please come see us. We're going to have an exhibit there. And we are super pumped.
Yeah.
And actually, Tom and Dan were the ones that talked us into going. We were kind of apprehensive about the distance and and the tickets were sold out, the VIP tickets. But then we realized, wait a minute, there's another avenue we could take as an exhibitor. So
excited.
We're going to be there and maybe we can do something Nashville-like in the evenings.
Absolutely.
I haven't been to Nashville since I was a little kid. My parents went to the Grand Ole Opry. I mean, I was like 6.
Yeah, we have to fit that in for sure, because I can't say I went there and didn't see something.
And my friend Nikki, I think she listens to this. Nikki moved away. We worked together years ago, had our babies at the same time, and she and her husband moved to Nashville several years back. So that would be cool to get to see her if it works out.
Oh, I remembered what I was going to say.
Oh,
It actually worked out for me. Okay, so I'm thinking the heaviness of the gear that they're wearing would be another reason for it to be targeted. Why would you wear that heavy outfit to go walk around and just look, LARP and hang out and look for things, I guess, for 30 minutes, you know? It's heavy. It's gonna slow you down. It's gonna prohibit you from being able to grab things and run.
Well, I thought of another targeted example, and this is actually straight from you. You know, the rest of these were kind of off of random social media posts from people we don't really know. Mm-hmm. But you always made the good point that perhaps the reason they made that such an odd choice to dress up in police tactical gear. We don't see a lot of that.
Right.
It's been seen a handful of times, but it's not the most popular way to go murder someone, right? By far. It's extremely rare.
Yeah.
Happened a handful of times that we're aware of. Mm-hmm. So you made the really good point that maybe there was a significance to Missy that this person wanted to get across to her.
Yes.
Like, I'm dressed as a cop.
Right.
Maybe just to intimidate her, or maybe just to make other people who are coming around think everything's cool. There's just a cop there that might see them. Mm-hmm. But Renee made the good point that maybe there was like, so I'm a cop. Here's your cop.
Yes. Yes. I do remember that now. Yeah. For half a second, I forgot. I remember it now. Takes a while, but I do.
That was something you came up with that I thought was interesting. Heck, and you know what? This is an unsolved murder. So all of these or none of these could be true, but we felt the need to kind of go over what the public is saying.
Right.
So, because we do not know who killed Missy Beavers. Ooh, we've got some strong hunches, but we don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah. And we're not going to say that we know. Not in public anyway.
We wouldn't be surprised if, you know, well, I guess there are a few things that would surprise us, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So did we have anything else we wanted to say? This is a relatively short show.
Another subject, we can mention that we're looking for people who might want to advertise their business on our podcast. We have a couple slots available.
Yes. If anyone would like to DM us, we would love to talk to you. It's not expensive. We're not going to charge a lot, but it would help us with our production costs. And
it would help them get their name out. Because we've only shouted ourselves out a couple times, and I will tell you that it's worked every time. Yeah, for both of us. So we're proof that it works.
Right. So, you have a whole bunch of Sheets people, especially that have been ordering from all over the country.
Yeah.
So, if you would like for us to plug your item, we would love to do it.
We can do like a script, or you can send us, like, if you have a product that you want us to try and give our true opinion of it, we'd be happy to do that as well. You can send it to us and we'll go from there.
You can honestly just send us a script and we'll read it. Either way. Like a literal ad read. So yes, let us know and we'll talk price. We'll let you know how many people hear each episode so you can make sure you're comfortable with that. And we'll obviously price it accordingly. We know we're not Joe Rogan, right? We know we're not the Joe Rogan Experience. So we don't charge that much for our ads, but we do have a very loyal listenership. So
yeah. And we've had somebody in a spot had a a spot with us for quite a while.
Yeah.
And so now coming in March, we're ready to fill those spots again.
Yeah. 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 That was a long-term one too. Mm-hmm. That was cool. Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for listening to True Crime Broads. If you have any information on the Missy Beavers case, please send it to the Midlothian Police or contact us. We will get you directly in contact with the investigators on Missy's case. So thank you for joining us. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to True Crime Broads. We would also love to see you on our social media. We have an Instagram page called True Crime Broads.
We also have a Facebook page called True Crime Broads. And then we also have a group, which is called True Crime Broads, Missy Beavers Case Discussion Group. And if you can, please leave us a 5-star review. We are needing some new ones.
Yes, you can leave 5 stars on Spotify if you think we deserve it. And also on Apple, you can also leave 5 stars and leave a written review if you'd like to. So thanks again for listening to True Crime Broads. Hey, thanks for listening to True Crime Broads. You know, it's important to Renee and me that if you've got a tip, that you please turn it in so that people can act on it.
A lot of people are hesitant because they are afraid they want to remain anonymous. They don't know about the anonymity that they can have with Crime Stoppers of Ellis County, but you can absolutely do that. There is a P3 app, and it's just like I said, P like in Paul, 3 app, and you just download it, and then you select your location, and then you go through there and turn in your tip. They have absolutely no way to know who you are. We've tested this and seen it ourselves. I've seen the, you know, all of it. And they just have no way of knowing who you are. So if you end up getting a reward, it's done secretly through a bank account and a secret number that they will send you if something was to happen. So please download the app or call Crime Stoppers of Ellis County. Sorry, I got tongue-tied there. At 972-937-7297 if you have a tip. Also, you can contact Midlothian Police Department, and that number is 972-775-3333.
We also want to add, if you would prefer that we connect you directly to the investigators working the case, whether it be their direct line, their cell phone number, or their email address, then you can just send us a DM. We're at True Crime Broads on Twitter. I'm sorry, on X. Sorry, Elon, it's X. And then on social media platforms of Instagram, we're True Crime Broads. And then on Facebook, we're True Crime Broads. Send us a direct message if you want us to kind of do the soft introduction. That way you're not just coming in out of the blue. We have done that for several people, and we would love to do that for you. If you have any information, please don't hesitate to contact us.
We never share anything that people share with us. We never share with them, anybody.
No.
So you're secret to save with us.
No, we won't. All right. Well, thank you very much for listening to True Crime Broads. Hey, y'all. As you know, my co-host Renee has a company called Southern Comfort and More, and I'm actually currently having a sheets party for her. She sells sheets and the most amazing, big, cozy, thick, soft blankets you've ever seen in your life. And if you need anything like that, please order from her. She runs a really good business. She'll have it shipped to you to wherever you are in the United States. So hop on to her Facebook page. It's called Southern Comfort and More. Or I guess they could just get with you on True Crime Broads as well.
And then you can they could just message me. Yeah. However, well, thank you for saying that.
Of course. Yeah, I just thought, gifts. You know, we really don't have a lot of sponsors. We've got a few commercials, which we greatly appreciate, but we don't have any like sponsors that have come to us or that we've retrieved out in the world. So I thought, why wouldn't we just promote your business? It's amazing. Yeah. So that would really help Renee out. She's a small business owner and shop small, you know, hashtag shop small.
Right.
And with Christmas coming up and Hanukkah, New Year's, there's all kinds of reasons that you should fill your home and warm your home up with these amazing blankets. So go check out her listings.
Thank you for saying that.
Oh yeah. She's got really cool pictures on Southern Comfort and More Facebook page.
Yeah. You can find it on my profile. And also while we're talking about that, I'll go ahead and tell everybody about Crystal. She's an amazing real estate agent. She's laughing, but I've never seen anybody work so hard for her clients in my life.
So, nice. I wasn't expecting you to say anything about me. I was just jumping on here to talk about you. Yeah, that's so nice.
Well, anybody is in the market, please contact her because she does an amazing job. She's helped me many times on just looking at places, rentals, whatever. So yeah, check her out. Call her up if you need her.
So nice.
She's going to be there for you.
Well, that's awesome. And don't forget Southern Comfort and More.
Renee will take good care of you. You can also Zelle her, Venmo her. It's super easy. And yeah. then she'll ship immediately. She ships so fast.
Yeah. Thank All you right. so much.
You guys have a great day.
Let it shine, yeah. She gon' hit my line, I decline, yeah. Say I be the best, I'm the fine.